Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland joins the rest of the country in launching Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam implores all citizens of the state to join the fight against garbage and make Nagaland truly green and healthy. AICC Secretary in charge of Nagaland, Christopher Dilak, says Congress Party will bring out strategies keeping in mind 2028 elections. And Chief Minister Nipirio inaugurates 23rd Dr. D. Au Inter-District Championships Trophy at Loyang Memorial Astro Turf Ground, Twensang. Now the news in detail. Joining the rest of the nation, Nagaland today launched the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program at the conference hall of Nagaland Civil Secretariat, Kohima. Principal Secretary Public Health Engineering Department, Nagaland, E. Mombemo Patton, officially launched the program as the chief guest. In his speech, Mombemo sought the cooperation and continued support of all stakeholders in the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 activities. He said that the campaign should not be confined to a particular department, but should involve all with the support from all urban local bodies, village councils and the citizens of the state. Meanwhile, Commissioner and Secretary Urban Development Department and Municipal Affairs, Kekrevor Kevichusayik, explained that Swachhata Hi Seva is an annual fortnight cleanliness campaign which will culminate on October 2nd. He said the campaign is a part of the Swachh Bharat mission as PM. Kevichusa informed that Swachhata Hi Seva aims to raise awareness about cleanliness and hygiene through community participation. Gebuchusa further informed that the state has declared 212 cleanliness target units with 189 in urban areas and 23 in rural areas. During the event, the message of Advisor for Urban Development and Urban Affairs, Nagaland, Jalurio, was read out while Gebuchusa administered the Swachhata pledge to the participants. Later, a cleanliness drive of the Secretariat Office campus was conducted. This year's theme is Swapar Swachhata, Sanskar Swachhata, meaning cleanliness of nature, cleanliness of culture. The program is a joint collaboration between Swachh Bharat Mission Urban, Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen Nagaland and the Kohima Municipal Council. Meanwhile, several districts and offices also launched the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign today. Akashvani Kohima, the campaign was launched with cluster head of Akashvani Kohima, K.K. Rengma, administering the Swachhata pledge to the staff. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam has implored all fellow citizens of the state, including officials, institutions, army, police and authorities, to join the fight against garbage and make Nagaland truly green and healthy. In a message on the occasion of Swachhata Hi Seva campaign, Alam said that the state has come a long way since the launch of Swachh Bharat Mission and Swachhata Hi Seva. He said that although sanitation has improved, there is still a long road ahead to attain the goal of a clean Nagaland. The Chief Secretary called for a collective and wholehearted participation in the campaign and quoted, "Moi laga japra, moi laga kam." AICC Secretary in charge of Nagaland, Christopher Dilak, said the Congress Party in Nagaland will bring out strategies and roadmap in the next couple of years, keeping in mind the 2028 elections. Addressing media persons at Congress Bhavan in Kohima, Dilak informed that the party will start its district tour beginning from ENPO areas after October 20. He said 2024 election results is a big boost to the Congress Party in Nagaland. He said Nagaland elected a Congress MP in the 2024 election, which clearly indicates that the people of the state want a change. Asserting that peaceful state is essential for the development of women and youth, Dilak said the Congress has always been functioning on a permanent and final solution. While appreciating the state government for constituting a political affairs committee on Naga political issue, he stressed on the need to bring out a copy of the framework agreement and the agreed position in public domain. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIN News Kohima. Wauka Town Council today officially launched the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign at the Town Council Hall. Addressing the program Wauka ADC, Renbomo Ezung said that Swachhata Hi Seva is part of the larger Swachh Bharat mission dedicated to making India cleaner. He noted that this year's theme is Cleanliness is Service, but expressed concern over the prevailing attitude of relying on others to take action. Ezung encouraged individuals to take ownership of their surroundings, stating that cleanliness should begin with self-awareness rather than government initiatives. The ADC also administered the Swachhata Pledge to the participants. As part of the Hindi Fortnight 2024 celebration, Akashvani Kohima organized an internal competition for the non-speaking Hindi staff today, and another one will be held on 27th of this month. Hindi Fortnight is a celebration that promotes Hindi as the official language of the government. It is celebrated for 2 weeks, usually from September 14 to 28, and includes various competitions and events. Today, the non-speaking Hindi staff enthusiastically participated in competitions like Hindi poem recitation, paragraph reading, and dictation, while Filmi's song competition will be held on 27th of this month. At the State Level Quiz Competition 2024 held today at the Directorate of School Education Kohima, Kamrila of Kifre District won the first position. The second position was backed by Sonen Jopa of Twensang District, while the third position went to Nashe Munyo of Moon District. The competition was organized by Samagra Shiksha Nagaland under the Rashtriya Aviskar Apiyan RAA. Gracing the event is a special guest, UAV engineer, Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Center, Ketoreto Gesejie emphasized on the transformative impact of drone and artificial intelligence AI technology in Nagaland. He highlighted the use of these technologies in medical deliveries, landscape mapping, road planning, and traffic monitoring. Keshezeh urged students to embrace technological advancements. Joined Mission Director of Samagra Shiksha and Program Officer Dr. Chimpeni Kikon informed that the quiz competition was organized for elementary level students from government schools under RAA and funded by the Ministry of Education. A total of 12 districts participated in the competition. And in sports, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Ryo today inaugurated the 23rd Dr. Diao Inter District Championships Trophy at Loyem Memorial AstroTurf Ground, Twensang. In his speech, Ryo said, "Trophy is held to honour football legend Dr. Diao, who was the captain of the Indian football team at London Olympics in 1948. He urged the youth to carry on the legacy of Dr. Diao." Ryo said that his government is committed to provide better sports infrastructure in all the districts. He said that with the declaration of 2024 as the year of youth empowerment, the government is committed in promoting sports and music in the state. The chief minister said that Nagaland has good potential in the field of sports with many success stories. He also mentioned that Hokkaido Hodoje Sema from Nagaland participated at the 2024 Paralympic Games and won a bronze medal. Ryo also promised to give importance to sports women in the state. The chief minister also promised to build more galleries, security wall and electrification at Loyem Memorial Ground, Twensang. The chief minister was accompanied by ministers C.L. John and B. Bangsha Mungba Chang, advisor Madan Yantan and MLAs. MLA and Advisor Youth Resources and Sports, A. Kyoshu Yumkyong, also delivered a short speech on the occasion. In the opening match of Dr. Diao Trophy, Twensang emerged victorious by beating Kifre 10-0. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Nagaland joins the rest of the country in launching Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam implores all citizens of the state to join the fight against garbage and make Nagaland truly green and healthy. AICC Secretary in charge of Nagaland, Christopher Dilak, says Congress Party will bring out strategies keeping in mind 2028 elections. And Chief Minister Nipi Ryo inaugurates 23rd Dr. Diao Inter-District Championships Trophy at Loyem Memorial Astro Turf Ground, Twensa. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.